You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
I am officially running for President of the United States.
Primary consultant is myself because I have a very good brain and I've said a lot of things.
When you're a star, they let you do it. You can do anything.
I like China.
You can win against China if you're smart.
So don't tell me about China. I know China.
China.
I beat the people from China. What the hell is going on?
It's time for State of the States.
I don't know where to begin.
The Democratic National Convention is taking place in Chicago this week. The event is where Minnesota Governor Tim Walz officially accepts the nomination for vice president. Top Democrats, including Nancy Pelosi, have also given speeches at the conference, laying out the Democrat Party's vision for the rest of the year. Former President Barack Obama and First Lady Michelle Obama also gave well-received speeches focusing on major issues facing the United States, including reproductive rights and voting access. Here is Michelle Obama on electing presidential nominee Kamala Harris.
We cannot indulge our anxieties about whether this country will elect someone like Kamala instead of doing everything we can to get someone like Kamala elected. Kamala and Tim, they have lived amazing lives. And I am confident that they will lead with compassion, inclusion, and grace. But they are still only human. They are not perfect. And like all of us, they will make mistakes. But luckily, y'all, this is not just on them. This is up to us, all of us, to be the solution that we seek.
Former Aotearoa Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern spoke on a side panel at the convention, organised by progressive think tank the Centre for American Progress Action Fund. The panel also featured former Prime Minister of Sweden Magdalena Andersson, MPs from Germany and the Netherlands, as well as some US political figures, including prominent Democratic strategist Patrick Gaspard. Republican candidate Donald Trump has been given less media attention this week and is under fire for posting AI-generated images of pop star Taylor Swift on his social media platform Truth Social. The images were of Taylor Swift wearing American red, white, and blue while endorsing Trump for president. He captioned these photos, "I accept." For State of the States this week, I speak to Andrea Farr-Orso from the Yale Daily News about the DNC and Trump sharing AI images. What are some highlights from the DNC so far?
The highlights so far come from numerous speeches from Democratic leaders, but also Republicans that have been very vocal for their support for Kamala Harris in spite of Donald Trump's nomination for the Republican Party. Joe Biden spoke yesterday. The husband of Kamala Harris, Doug Emhoff, spoke today. Also, we heard speeches from Michelle Obama and Barack Obama. And Michelle Obama's speech was quite notable. She makes very rare political appearances. She doesn't speak very often in a very political context. So her speech tonight was rather outstanding, and it seemed to captivate the crowd quite a bit watching it. I watched it live, and I could tell, compared to Barack Obama's speech that came straight after Michelle's, the crowd just seemed a lot more energetic, and the political commentators noted that as well. It seemed almost as well that Biden handed over the mechanical functions of the Democratic Party to Kamala Harris, and Obama wanted to unite the party behind the movement to elect her. So it seemed like this double punch effort just to ensure that Democrats and the American population know that they had their whole heart and their whole effort behind getting Kamala Harris elected.
Jacinda Ardern is attending the DNC and spoke on a side panel. What did we learn from what she had to say?
So Jacinda Ardern spoke on a panel today in the afternoon alongside other political leaders, but also prominent Democratic political analysts and professionals. She spoke on things such as progressive messaging, change and fear in politics, but also positive campaigning, women in politics, And that's where she drew a lot on her experience and kind of compared a bit of her experience to that which Kamala Harris might be experiencing at the moment. Ardern did come out and say that, you know, we can't really know what Kamala Harris is feeling, but that from her own thoughts that she could have some idea, because similarly, Ardern was thrusted into the political scene in New Zealand when Andrew Little stood down from Labour Party leader, and you know she was thrusted into the leadership and then into the prime ministership just weeks after that. And so, you know, we're less than 90 days into the election here in the United States, and it seems like a pretty rallied effort to get all this energy and momentum behind Kamala Harris. So that was something that Ardern spoke quite notably about. She also spoke about empathetic leadership, and that was one thing that she somewhat spearheaded when she was PM. But then also this renewed sense of optimism behind both rallying behind Kamala Harris and what she will bring to the table as a presidential nominee, but also as the Democratic nominee at the moment. And also optimism towards the future and providing the means to establishing a more united political scene, both here in the United States and abroad.
A number of independent news influencers have been given media passes at the DNC. Could this impact who sees DNC coverage this year?
Yes, so absolutely. Five influencers are speaking at the DNC as people, you know, who will be speaking on panels. All of them collectively, just among those five speakers, have more than 24 million social media followers. And then alongside that, more than 200 influencers have been given social media, well, media passes at the DNC to be able to record, interview, and report on what's happening at the event. These influencers are increasingly important to the spread of news and information, both at the DNC, but also just the distribution of news and information about American politics. Research done by the Pew Research Center last year found that already half of Americans get their news from social media, and then nearly a third of Americans under the age of 30 get their news from TikTok. So undoubtedly, there's a large amount of these influencers will be TikTok influencers, and all this will be with the intent to reach more American voters from more diverse backgrounds. And this is very in tune with what's happening on both sides, and that's just with an emphasis on engaging younger voters as these political parties and these major political powerhouses realize and acknowledge that younger voters are going to be very, very integral in determining the outcome of this election.
On the other side of the political spectrum, Trump is under fire for sharing AI-generated photos of Taylor Swift. Can you explain this situation?
Well, first of all, media coverage of Trump hasn't been quite as dominant in the lead up to the blockbuster speeches that we've seen over the past couple of days of the DNC. And this will kind of culminate in Kamala Harris speaking on Thursday, or Thursday here in the United States, or Friday in New Zealand. Donald Trump reposted an image of Taylor Swift this week in an Uncle Sam outfit endorsing Trump's campaign. However, Swift never gave such an endorsement. He also posted a fake image, or an AI-generated image, of Kamala Harris at a communist campaign in Chicago. He has received backlash. However, this is just indicative of a wider adoption of AI-generated images by political campaigns on both sides in the United States and abroad. And I've seen some political commentary saying that rather than this being just an overt use of an AI-generated image, that it should just be seen as an inflammatory meme, basically. That Trump didn't share this with the intention for people to believe that it was completely real, but nonetheless, he has received significant backlash for this. And something that I think would be a comparison to closer to home in Aotearoa would be the National Party using AI-generated images depicting Ram Raiders during the 2023 election and the associated backlash that they received around that.
Can we expect more pushback from Taylor Swift, for example, who has been vocally anti-Trump in the past, or even backlash on a broader level because of the use of AI in political campaigns?
I think we can definitely expect to hear backlash from Taylor Swift in the coming days around the use of this from the Trump side, considering she is very anti-Trump. You know, we've also seen other prominent celebrities in the United States who have come out against Donald Trump, bands, artists, you know, Celine Dion coming out and denouncing Trump's use of My Heart Will Go On at his political rallies. So undoubtedly, I think, you know, that will continue to be an aspect of the election in the coming weeks and days as we draw nearer to it and the campaign, the campaigning intensifies. It'll become the role of the mainstream media within the AI debate to emphasize to the general public, but also to American voters, what they're seeing is real or whether it isn't, and it's disinformation. I think this has been a very heated and inflammatory political campaign from both sides. So, you know, although there's backlash around the use of AI-generated images by former President Donald Trump, we will probably continue to see it throughout the campaigning for the 2024 election.
That was Yale Daily News' Andre Fawuso speaking to us while traveling in San Francisco on the topics of the DNC and Trump sharing AI images.
Excuse me, I'm really rich.
That was State of the States.
Bye-bye.
How stupid is this?
Ay-ay-ay.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.